Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have a phenomenal guest I want to bring on to the show today, Adriana Kaiser. Adriana is an international wellness expert who has spent the past 15 years helping highly driven women stop feeling stressed and overwhelmed and start living a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Using her enlightened alchemy method, she has helped thousands of women worldwide achieve everything from reduced pain and stress to increased confidence and productivity. Rather than drawing from only one modality, her extensive list of certifications, including the NLP, coaching, and yoga, allows her to create a customized wellness experience for her clients. As a brand ambassador, she has worked with Athleta and La Raba. When she's not busy hosting retreats around the globe in exotic locations like Bali, Greece, and Peru, she's being featured on iHeartRadio, Amazon Prime's The Focus, Thrive Global, and Authority Magazine. She's the co-author of the best-selling book, Overcoming Adversity in Entrepreneurship. Adriana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with all of you today.
It's my pleasure. I'm really excited to have you on board and really looking at how you have a whole holistic approach to working with the women that you do. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how you do that. But before we get into it, go ahead, share with us what your journey has been coming here.
Yeah. So since I was a little girl, I always wanted to make a positive difference in people's life, and probably specifically to, you know, I was rooting for the underdog because I saw myself as an underdog. I was born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela. My mom was into holistic wellness, and I was that girl, that little girl that was like, oh my gosh, why my mom can be normal? Because she was into all these yoga, crystals, macrobiotics, metaphysics, all the different stuff. So little did I know that years down the road, I'll be doing the same thing. But one of the things I want to mention today is because my journey started from the moment I realized I wanted to heal myself from the inside out. You see, I have experienced chronic pain for over a decade, and didn't matter what type of treatments I have. Well, I try all the conventional treatments, but I only will get temporary results. What I didn't know at the time was that this chronic back pain was deeply rooted in emotional baggage and memories I had buried deep within since I was a child. We can all relate to this, you're not good enough. We may feel like we're not good enough, fill in the blanks, we're not good enough to this or that. And it didn't matter how much success I have achieved in my life. It didn't matter that I went to law school in Venezuela. It didn't matter that I speak multiple languages or that I've traveled all over the world teaching and leading workshops and trainings and retreats. All I could hear is, you're not good enough. Why? Because I've been told you're not good enough since I was a little girl. I was bullied and abused by a family member as a child. When I moved to the U.S., I encountered racist remarks for being an immigrant, for being a minority, for the way I spoke, for my accent. And all of that led to me not speaking for months. I was completely voiceless. I felt embarrassed, ashamed, belittled. So we all experience moments in our life where, you know, that inner critic in our head telling us or comparing us with everybody, you know, telling you or doubting your abilities to grow, to succeed, to even overcome obstacles, that inner critic that fuels that emotional pain, that keeps you in this emotional prison, playing small and keep you bound. So one particular day, I remember clearly, I decided to stop playing small, because the pain of me not becoming who I was meant to be, the pain of me hiding and not really living my full life or my life to the fullest, it was more intense than the pain of being judged or hurt by others. And the thing is that all of us experience some type of pain in our life, whether it is from heartbreak, loss, disappointment, failure, or abuse. We all cope with pain the best way we can with the tools we have at any given time. So for me, meant to bury all those painful memories and emotions while working on growing my business, my career. For some of you, is turning towards food, hoping that food will fill the void that you're feeling. Or for some of you, it's waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, worrying and stressing and replaying this story over and over in your head. So the turning point for me came when I'm playing with my son. He was probably about 8 years old, and I'm playing with him, and all of a sudden, flashes of memories of me being abused by my aunt, being beat up, and came up. So, and in that moment, my entire back locked up. And I could see in that moment the relationship between my physical chronic pain that was very visible and the emotional and mental stress and memories I've been bearing. So through that process of me working on changing the narrative of my story, of me taking charge of my physical, mental, and emotional health, that's when Enlightened Alchemy was born. And ever since then, I found for the past 16 years, I've helped over 4,500 men and women worldwide reduce stress, improve their health, but most importantly, step out of, you know, get out of their own way so they can step into their power and transform their pain into purpose and their fears into confidence. And during this work with the clients, I found four key components to long-lasting health, happiness, and fulfillment. And they are, number one, physical health, how you take care of your body. Number two, mental wellness, how you perceive the world. Number three, emotional intelligence, how you experience the world. And number four, spiritual connection, how you feed your soul. And these four components form the foundation of the Enlightened Alchemy method. And this is a method that it helps you gain the tools that you need to really transform your mind, body, and emotions so you can live your life to the fullest. And these are the same steps I took in my personal life to go from being limited by all these imposter syndrome and limiting belief to being limitless and experience abundance, success, fulfillment, love, excitement. And this is what I want to share with all of you, because we all have the power to decide today, I'm done with whatever happened in the past, and I'm moving forward and I'm taking charge of my life. But it starts with you making the decision, and starts with you taking action when you're called for it.
That is powerful. Yeah. You touch on a really good point here. Emotional baggage that can actually give you ulcers. It can make you sick, as you've experienced personally, but work with your clients. You realize it can be the driving force to a lot of chronic pain that you just simply cannot get rid of.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. And meditation and won't help, because it's deep rooted. So tell us about how the Enlightenment Alchemy, that method, and how you help clients overcome emotional baggage and limiting beliefs.
Yeah. So the Enlightenment Alchemy method is a comprehensive approach that is meant to help you, again, awaken, feel empowered, and really tap into this physical, mental, and emotional wellness. So you find long-lasting, soulful transformations. Because the thing is, what people don't realize is that mind, body, and emotions are connected, and what affects one will affect the other too. Right. So in my case, when I was concentrating only on healing the physical pain of this chronic back pain, I will get only temporary results because there were deeply rooted stuff that I was not even aware that I needed to address. And then, like you mentioned, meditation, it can help reduce stress, but sometimes it's not enough. Why? Because you have to really take this comprehensive approach. You need to work your mind, body, and emotions, assisted by your spiritual wellness, so you really can get to the root cause. So I have clients in the past where, you know, they want an example. They're like, hey, Adri, I'm really struggling financially, or I want to make more money. I want to build my business. But when it comes down to doing the work, the very things that are preventing them from getting to the next level, from making more money or whatever it is, are the very things that keeps them from doing that work. In other words, this scarcity mindset, they're like, okay, I want to make more money. But when it comes to working and taking the tools, the trainings, the coaching, the programs, et cetera, they need to do that, then that money mindset, I don't have enough money, keeps them from doing it. So how can they progress if they're not ready to see the block and take action? So with this Enlightened Alchemy method, I always start with the physical body. Why? Because the body is tangible. It's where you're going to see results fastest. And it creates a foundation. So that's the foundation for me, where we come together, whether you come to me because you want to lose weight or because you want to awaken your intuition or because you want to grow your business. We meet and we have this coaching session where one of my gifts and talents is to hone in and see where your brilliance or your gifts are, but also where those blockages might be. So when we start with a physical body, we address your diet, exercise. So when people think, oh, okay, I'm going to get better, I'm going to get healthy, they think of just food and exercise, right? Which is a start, but it's not everything, because diet and exercise alone is not going to give you optimum health, especially optimum physical health. We have to also implement self-care practices and stress-reducing practices on a regular basis that match your lifestyle, because this diet that works for this person may not work for that person. So it's about learning how to listen to your body, how to connect with your body, and doing the right things to help you, A, manage stress, because we all know the stress is the number one cause of disease.
Right.
Stress can lead to heart disease, strokes, high blood pressure, insomnia, inflammation, pain, and so much more. When you are under stress, your body enters this what is called fight or flight response, which means it's embedded. It's part of our survival mechanism. So imagine you're listening to me right now and you're concentrating, and all of a sudden you see a tiger coming in. You don't have time to be like, oh, what a pretty tiger. Oh, look at how big it is. It looks pretty hungry. Should I stay? Should I go? No. Intuitively, instinctively, part of your survival mechanism is like, you're in danger. Run. Flee. Right. Get away. Right?
Yep, yep.
But unfortunately, most of people today enter this flight and fight response from the moment the alarm goes off in the morning. So they are driving to work, dropping off the kids at school, or cooking, or meeting deadlines, like a tiger is about to eat them. And when you are in that constant state of stress, the high alert, your breath gets shallow, your body gets tired, and all the body functions that are not needed for survival are put on pause. So there's a reason why when people, after long periods of stress, when they take a vacation or finally slow down, they get sick, because now it's the body saying, oh, we're not in danger anymore. So now let's now figure out how to go back to normal.
That's adrenal fatigue, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia. There can be so many things from being in a constant state of alert. So how can we manage this stress? Well, I'm a big believer that when we're working with health and wellness, whether physical, mental, emotional, or even spiritual, we have to move our bodies. So yes, so let me back up for a moment. Diet is important. So figure out what you can do to eat better, right? If you have the choice, start with small things. I work with clients that I'm thinking about one in particular. She was drinking about 8 big glasses of soda a day. And if I go to her and say, hey, let's cut that out and change it to water, she would have probably lasted maybe 2 or 3 days. And then she's like, I'm done. I'm quitting. Right. But I said, what about, do you think instead of drinking 8, can you drink 7 and replace the other one, the 8th one, with water? Sure. And then we started to make the small changes. And towards the end of our time working together, she was drinking just one cup or one glass of the soda as a not even every day, but as a reward to herself. So we make those changes small and making mindful choices. So if you are, let's say, if you have the choice to go to McDonald's and eat fast food, or maybe spend a couple of extra dollars and buy something healthier, choose a healthier choice. That's just, I don't have time to get into the diet and specifically, but one thing I want to give you guys that you can do right away. This is part of my morning routine. This is what I do. I've been doing for, 10 years or more. It's what I call morning elixir. And what it is you get a warm cup of water, you squeeze half or a full lemon juice, freshly squeezed, and then you add 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Make sure that you buy the one that's organic and on the label says with the mother. Mm-hmm. And you do this every day on an empty stomach. Why? Because it helps to reduce inflammation. Inflammation leads to aches and pains and disease imbalances, right? It helps to boost your metabolism. It helps to boost your digestive system. It helps to boost your elimination system and balances your pH. So right there, just taking this morning elixir every day is an act of self-care. And it helps to detox the body naturally. It helps to boost your metabolism, like I mentioned, and you get all these other benefits. If you want to add another level to this, when you're drinking this morning elixir, you can either practice what I call a meditation. It's not just sitting and oming like people think. You can meditate by just looking out of the window or practice a gratitude practice or just simply enjoying the flavor, the taste of what you're doing. So there's a monk called Thich Nhat Hanh, and he says a meditation practice can be as simple as just washing dishes and becoming aware of the water touching the dishes and the water touching your hands, becoming aware of the act that you're doing. That's a meditation in itself. So drinking tea, drinking coffee can be your morning ritual, and you can make it into a meditation practice.
That's a good example. Yeah, that's a very good example. I've also heard that journaling is a form of meditation in itself, just that being that present, that moment, and actually capturing your thoughts.
Absolutely, yes. And I put journaling into the mental wellness category, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. But coming back to the physical health, another thing that you can do is to take probiotics. And be mindful, not all probiotics are the same, because the moment you take probiotics, especially if they're liquid or in a tablet, the moment they hit the stomach acid, most of those probiotics, aka healthy bacteria, die. So you want to make sure you buy probiotics that are double capsulated and time release. I use this particular brand that also has prebiotics. Prebiotics is like they provide a healthy attachment for the healthy bacteria to grow. So these probiotics are fantastic because the healthy bacteria helps to boost your digestive system. And people don't realize that your immune system begins in your gut. Your gut produces serotonin, which are hormones that regulate your mood. And again, it helps to boost your immune system. So having the morning elixir and probiotics on a regular basis, daily basis actually, will help you improve your physical health. And last but not least, action step number 3, practice any type of movement. I'm partial to yoga because for me, yoga is my movie meditation. Yoga will help you breathe mindfully, move consciously. It gives you this spiritual connection. It helps you connect with your body even more and helps you really get to know yourself better. Because when we're working on healing from the inside out, when we are doing mindset work or we're releasing emotional baggage, etc., we have to move our bodies. That's why I believe in talk therapy, but there comes a time where just talking along and talking about the problems only keeps you stuck in the problems. So having other tools in addition to just talking, aka moving your body, will help you not only process the emotions that might be coming up to your awareness, but it helps you to release it as well. So that's 3 things that you can do for physical health right away. It's simple, it's easy, doesn't take extra time. But one thing that I know many people might be thinking about, and I hear my clients say, Adri, I don't have time to really do more things in my day. I am so busy. Let me ask you something. Would you like to wait until your doctor tells you that something's wrong with your body? or that your body begins to fall apart in order for you to start thinking about your health. No, right? No. If we are conscious about what we want, then we also have to be conscious about what we're doing to get us there. So let's not wait until your body's falling apart or your doctor is telling you, hey, this is happening, we need to address this. Why not do preventive actions to help you have a better quality of life? That's all I want to say about physical health, unless you have any questions.
Well, with the physical health too, now instead of waiting for the doctor to tell you, you can reap the benefits now. Like, you can start getting more energy, you can start being more productive, you can start having a little more just alertness, cognitive awareness, because you are feeding the body. You're not only just moving the body, but you're adding, you're taking care of the gut feeling, which again, as you said, that's where a lot of pain and a lot of the chronic illnesses come from, is from our gut.
And moving your body, not only, you know, of course, it's good to keep a healthy body weight, but it also helps produce health hormones, regulate your mood, you have more energy, you sleep better, increases your metabolism, which in turn, you can eat more. So there's benefits of really walking and moving your body to help you feel better. There's a reason why people say, I'm going out for a walk, I'm too stressed out, I need to walk away from this, because our bodies are meant to move. So it's very important. It's not about how long we want to live, it's about having the quality of life we want to live. So if we invest in ourselves right now, by moving our bodies, exercising, eating healthy, and taking better care of ourselves and finding ways to reduce stress, that's going to give us a quality of life down the road that is going to be priceless.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how you feed your soul.
Yes, how I feed my soul. So a lot of people, you know, I want to make this distinction of religion and spirituality. I am a spiritual being. You know, I was born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela, as I mentioned before, which is a Catholic country. And I believe in God, and I'm sure many people, you know, believe whatever they want to believe in, or they may not believe. But what I talk about feeding your soul is about connecting with something higher and greater than yourself, something that really helps you give purpose and meaning to your life, something that really helps. When I talk about spirituality, it doesn't follow dogma, it doesn't follow a set pattern. Spirituality can be different for everybody, you know. And for me, spirituality is the moment where I pray or meditate or practice yoga that helps me connect with God for me, but also helps me connect with my higher self, with my soul, that part of me that knows who I am and knows what I'm meant to be doing. He knows and embraces my gifts and talents and helps me implement them in a way that's for the highest, greatest good of all. So when it comes to feeding your soul, I believe that all of us have meaning and purpose. We all have a gift. We have talents that are unique to ourselves. And we're here in this world today for a reason. There are a million doctors, there are a million coaches, there are a million lawyers, there are a million yoga teachers, and a million of everything you can imagine. But what makes every single one of us unique is our own experience, is our own gifts and talents. So when I mentor a lot of coaches and teachers, yoga teachers, and many of them come to me and say they're frustrated because they're wondering how they're going to, you know, grow a business with so much competition out there. And want to remind everybody listening now or later is that people come to you because they're seeking your specific gifts and talents. In my case, nobody has my voice. Nobody has my own set of experiences that led me to live the life I'm living. So when you are authentic, when you stop comparing yourself with others, because comparison is a thief of joy, when you realize that you're here for a reason, that the world needs your unique gifts and talents, there's no longer competition, there's no longer comparison. And once you own that power, when you're feeding your soul, when you wake up in the morning saying, I am so grateful that I get to do this today, that I get to help people, that I get to be myself and inspire others to do the same. When you do that, when you show up fully, when you are vulnerable, when you are empowered and confident and loving and giving, people that need you automatically find you. It's almost like become a magnet, right? You attract the right people. Now, don't be afraid of also repelling the wrong people. I'd rather have 5 people near me that are the right people with mindset, positivity, that are people that are willing and happy to be helped by me, or that we can help each other, rather than have a room full of people that are wrong for me, right? You know, so when it comes to having clients, patients, customers, whatever it is that you want, just think about who you are, what brought you to, how you got to your journey, and how you can implement those gifts and talents to help others, and be clear about who you want to help. Because no matter what, there's always going to be the other side of the coin where people are going to be like, oh, she's not for me. And that's okay. Because, you know, there's a wonderful quote by Teddy Roosevelt, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it memorized, but he says the credit goes to the person in the arena, not to the critic. Because it's very easy for us to be outside the arena and criticize the person for their shortcomings or their failures, their whatever. But it's the credit goes to the person in the arena that falls down and gets up again, and that is bruised, that scar, that's bleeding, that's just showing up day after day and trying again, because that's the person that eventually is going to succeed. So when it comes to you living your purpose, when it comes to you becoming limitless, when it comes to you having everything you wanted, remember that the people criticizing you that are not in the arena with you don't matter. Just concentrate on you being you, doing what you're meant to be doing, even when the obstacles come. Because this is another scene. This is what I want to make sure people understand too. My success and the growth of my business and career, it didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't handed out to me on a silver platter. Things came naturally to me, fine. Some stuff, yes, but other stuff I had to work hard. And other stuff I had to really overcome obstacles. But the key of overcoming obstacles is changing the narrative right there. Instead of being like, oh, poor me, or I'm going to fail, or if you fail, think of it as a lesson,
right,
a stepping stone, because that's going to lead you to the next step and to the next step. So when it comes to building your career, when it comes to embracing or improving your health, when it comes to feeding your soul, see those obstacles, see even the pain as a lesson in disguise. I cannot tell you those 10 years of chronic pain. I am grateful for those 10 years of chronic pain. Do I want it back? Absolutely not. But I'm grateful for it. Why? Because it forced me. It gave me the tools. It gave me the fire I needed to really go deeper and seek the path I was meant to be going, or seek what I was meant to be doing.
Gave you purpose.
Gave me purpose.
Absolutely. And I love that you said the comparison is the thief of joy, because once you start comparing yourself, you really lose your sight of where you're heading. And it talks about, you talk about talent and finding purpose. I'd love for you to like chime in on how can one go about finding their purpose?
Well, that's a great thing. One thing, okay, I'm going to give you like a easy step, quick cheat sheet type of thing. You know, one, if you are in a stock where you feel like you're living in autopilot, where you're struggling, that no matter what you're doing, it doesn't seem to be working right. That, see that as a sign of telling you, like the universe, God, the divine saying, hey, you know what? You're veering off the path. That's why I'm putting these things in here to bring you back to where you need to be. So when you're noticing all these different signs, stop and slow down and say, okay, why is this happening? What is this teaching me? What is this telling me? What am I missing? What I need to stop and really evaluate what's happening here. So that's number one thing. Stop, analyze, check, recheck, you know, like do an inventory. And then two, take responsibility. Because it's very easy to say, this is happening because that person didn't or did, or because that didn't happen or did happen. Now I'm here. No, it's like, okay, that happened. Now it is my time. Let me take responsibility of what I need to do now to move forward. Number three, begin to spend time in meditation or journaling, or finding ways to quiet your mind and really clear all the noises, all the baggage that we carry. Many people don't realize that we have limiting beliefs that can be passed down through generation through generations, or limiting beliefs that are learned through at an early age in our childhood, or learned through past experiences or location or even cultural beliefs. And these limiting beliefs are just negative thoughts that keep happening in the background. You may or may not be even aware that you have them. And because those beliefs keep, or those thoughts keep happening in the background, they become beliefs, and those beliefs will affect your emotions and either lead to inaction or action. So an example of limiting beliefs is like, I'm not good enough. Or another one is, I don't have enough money, or I'm too short, I'm too tall, or too thin, or too big, or too whatever, you know, or because I live in this location, I cannot charge more money for my business or whatever. So those limiting beliefs are running in the background. So when you find quiet time to really take responsibility for your thoughts, your actions, and your behavior, you pay attention. It's like, okay, I'm doing all this stuff that's taking me away from feeling fulfilled, happy, and complete. So let me look at myself in the mirror. Let me do my personal inner work. So I begin to release these limiting beliefs, so I can begin to let go of these blockages, so I can take responsibility and find my way back to feeling whole, happy, and fulfilled. Number four, stop comparing yourself. As I mentioned, comparison leads to more negativity, leads to negative beliefs, negative thoughts. It leads to feeling unworthy and leads to this imposter syndrome that keeps criticizing you and keeps you playing small and holding you back. So when you realize that, A, I'm noticing these patterns in my life that keeps, it's the same lesson over and over and nothing's changing. So number two, let me stop, evaluate, think, figure out what's happening here. Number three, take responsibility, begin to do this personal work. What am I doing or not doing that's keeping me stuck? Number four, as I mentioned, is now it's like, okay, stop comparing myself. Number five, take action. And take action no matter what. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the perfect time. The perfect time is going to come when you make the decision. And it's as simple as this. Let me give you an example. When I first started meditating, I was like, okay, I'm going to meditate today. And the phone will ring, the doorbell will ring, and I had to meet this, I had to send this email. And this happened for about 4 days in a row. And day five, I said, you know what? No matter what, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to set the alarm here on my phone for like 5 minutes. And the emails, the phone calls, all the stuff begin to disappear. Why? Because I made the decision. Nothing can change until you decide. Even not making a decision is a decision.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Even not making a decision is a decision.
Well put. The limiting beliefs, I like to call them ants, automated negative thoughts. And we all have them. Because we're socially constructed with things that we pick up in our family line, things that we pick up from school. And as you said, it does carry a baggage that takes, that we carry with us for our life. And it directs our decisions. It directs our inability to take action that you brought up, which is a valid point. And so that really is important. I love the list that you have here. It's like, take an assessment, assess where you are in terms of what's going on with you. Analyze that and then take responsibility for it, because everything's happened to all of us. It's what we do about it that makes the difference. Stop being a victim is what I'm hearing from you as well.
Yes.
So, Adriana, please tell us about your morning routine. I'm sure it encompasses meditation and journaling. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Yeah, so in the morning, first thing I do is I give thanks. I open my eyes, I say good morning to my husband, and I give thanks. Give thanks for the blessings. I believe that's one of the most powerful yet simple practices you can ever do in your life. It will be so transformative. Even when things are going wrong, even when things are not as planned, even when you're in the midst of chaos, if you find things to be grateful for, you begin to change your vibration. So starting your day with a gratitude practice or giving thanks is so powerful. Then I do my morning elixir. I put essential oils on. I believe in essential oils. I work with them. I've been working with them for many years. They help to raise your vibration. They help physical, mental, emotional support as well. I practice yoga. Mm-hmm. And for me, yoga is a movie meditation. So sometimes if I'm not practicing yoga that day, I will sit down for, I meditate for 5 minutes or so. And if I'm practicing yoga, that's my time too. That's my meditation. In addition to that, I take my supplements, I take my probiotics, I take my vitamins, I journal, and I don't have a specific time. I know people say journal a specific time, a specific day, be mindful, set a routine. And that's fantastic for me because I teach in the mornings and I have a lot of coaching and classes to do. So I fit it in either in the morning or at noon. So either way, I know what day I find my own rhythm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And then at nighttime, same thing, I end my night with asking my husband what he's grateful for, and then I tell him what I'm grateful for. So we start our days and end our days with
gratitude. That's beautiful. It elevates your altitude.
Yes.
It changes your vibration for sure. Absolutely. Adriana, how can we connect with you?
Yes. So you can find me in all social media channels as Adri Kaiser, A-D-R-I-K-Y-S-E-R. And my website is the same name, adrikaiser.com. And I want to offer your audience a gift. You know, when I talk about limiting beliefs and the importance of mental wellness, which includes journaling, I created a workbook, which is called From Limited to Limitless, Find Your Bliss Playbook. And in this workbook, I did it for my clients because in this workbook, you're going to find simple questions and exercises that will help you become aware of some of your limiting beliefs. Why is this important? Because awareness is key. You cannot change something you don't know that needs changing. You know, it's like being in a room that's dirty and messy, but because the lights are out, you don't see the dirt and the mess. But the moment you turn the lights on, you can do something about it. So awareness is key. So with this workbook, it's free. I want to offer it because that way people can start taking action and taking the assessment of being like, oh, this is what's happening. This is what I've been carrying. This is mine, or it'll be passed down from generations. Doesn't matter. But then know what to do next if they're really serious about moving forward with their lives. Because one thing I want to mention, I have a client. She had TMJ. She had intense neck and back pain. She was no sleeping at night. She was going from doctor to doctor, taking medications, and then medications for the side effects of the original medications. And one day she calls me and said, Adri, can you help me? This is what's going on. And we started working together. During this time of working together, we changed some aspects of her diet. She started taking my online yoga classes and meditations. We work on her mindset. We work on the inner child. We work on releasing these energy blocks and limiting beliefs. We did some energy work as well. And one day she calls me and says, you won't believe what happened. Today I smile for the first time. And something as simple as we take for granted, she's like, I'm finally feeling like myself again. Because why? Her TMJ pain was gone. Her neck and back pain decreased drastically. Her posture improved. She started to feel like herself again. So the reason I give this case study is because people don't realize the impact that mind, body, and emotions have, not only in our health, but in our relationships, in our finances, in our business. Everything is connected. So when we really make the decision to take better care of ourselves, to take charge of our physical, mental, and emotional health, you're also going to see the ripple effects in your money mindset, in your business, in the type of relationships you attract, in your friendships. Everything improves because you made the decision to invest in yourself. So this workbook, it will start, it's just a stepping stone. And simple, I believe in simplicity because I want you to do it. I want you to take action and implement those exercises and questions that are there. In that way, you can decide then, am I going to move forward with this information? Am I going to now work on my personal development, or am I just going to stay where I am?
Thank you for sharing that. For sure, I will put that on the show notes for our audience to have access to it. I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing with us today, Adriana.
Oh, my pleasure. I want to leave you with a quick final story, if that's okay.
Sure.
So back when my son was 10 years old, he's 18 now. So we're going to San Diego. We're actually go to the, I think it was the San Diego Zoo or the Wild Animal Park. I don't remember. But they have this obstacle course. And my son is like, Mom, let's do it. So as we're getting, you know, we're getting our harness on and stuff, the guys say, do you want to do the beginners or the intermediate course? And my son is like, oh, intermediate. Okay, so he's like, fine, but know that you, once you start, you cannot come back. There's no exit. You have to complete the entire thing. We're like, fine. So we're doing this, and my son is grinning from ear to ear. He's so excited. But then the obstacles start getting harder and harder and harder. And we get to this platform where we're about 60 feet up in the air. You don't see anything but just bush and greens and stuff. And in front of us are like these different stepping stones connected to two cables that connect to the cable where we connect our harness. And I got first, and I could feel like my heart rate increasing and all that stuff. But I make it to the next platform and turn around, and I go and see my son, and that green is gone. Now I see like panic. And he takes the first step, and as he takes the first step, the stepping stone is swinging from one side to the other. So I started telling him, you know, take a deep breath, look at me, do what I say, and I started coaching him. So at the end of the obstacle course, he comes to me and says, Mom, thank you so much for believing in me and for helping. I don't know if I could have finished this without you. The reason I offer or share this story with you is because all of us are going to experience some type of obstacles in our lives. You know, but if you're willing to invest in yourself, if you're willing to try something new, if you're willing to let go of the things that are holding you back, just like me or my son, you can find new levels of confidence, strength, and even support you never thought possible. So now is the time for you to up-level your health, your mindset, your relationships. Now is your time to live your best life. Now is the time to step into your power. Now is the time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.